Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love motion pictures. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you with this bonus episode on Thursday, January 26, 2023. My guests are last Sunday's winner and two funny dudes who also happen to be in Austin, Texas right now. They are John Erler, Owen Edgerton, and Vanessa Gonzalez. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
It always comes off like this, especially if it's three dudes, it ends up sounding like the Three Stooges when everyone just takes turns saying hello. So let's meet you all individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah. That's a twist.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm the M. Night Shyamalan of introducing podcast guests. You never know what's going to happen, and the results are often disappointing. He's the grand, grand poobah of Master Pancake Theater, Mr. John Erler. Hello, John.
Hello, poobah to you.
This is probably the first time you've been first alphabetically in anything.
I don't even think that's true, but I'll say yes. That's right. I'm so excited.
What? E is pretty deep into the alphabet.
E is the fifth letter out of 26
and
letters.
J is even deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
When they alphabetize my first name, you don't have a shot.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember. With this crowd, you win
on all counts.
I'm so excited because Owen usually beats me alphabetically when it comes to last names, just by a little bit. But
just by a hair.
Just by a G to an R.
An edge, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a great way to introduce him. Joining us from Texas, a man nobody calls Eggy. He is an actor, a director, an author. He does most things. It's Owen Edgerton. Hello, Owen.
Hello, Doug.
How are you?
I'm good.
What have you got? What's coming out of you these days? What are you making right now?
Oh, this pussy. What?
I meant more like, intellectually. What kind of,
I'm writing some weird stuff right now, which is really cool. I'm writing a weird movie I'm trying to get off the ground called God Loves Murder that has like a lot of like Christmas and eggnog and sex and violence and religion. And I'm really feel pretty good. It's like, I'm realizing, you know, when you kind of realize like, oh, that's the smoothie I like. I tried a lot of smoothies, but I want all these flavors. I'm feeling that right about now. I know the smoothie I want to order.
What are you thinking about, like shooting this summer to get it done in time for the holiday, market in this year, or is it still too much perk? You got to do much more percolating.
If I could, do you have a credit card that if I could use your credit card, for just like not even long, just like 15 minutes, I could make it this summer.
Yeah, just get like a handful of fake credit cards, and get out there and make your movie. It's gonna be great. Sell it, and then you give that money back. You go back to all those places you've defrauded or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because if there's one thing I think all of us have learned about making movies is it's so easy to make money when making movies.
Oh yeah. I mean, first of all, why would you make a movie if it's not going to be good?
Well,
you just,
a lot of people ask me that question.
No, it is it's a lot of pressure that, all those people show up every day and, does it get to you when you're like the director of a movie?
Like the pressure of people being there?
Just there's a whole 50 people show up to do the thing and everyone's looking at you like what are we doing.
I really love that. Like, it is, I love being on set. It's like one of my favorite things ever, because it's like camp in a way, but everyone's building the same basket or something,
right? It's a fantasy camp for you, because it's like a camp where everyone actually talks to you. Like, they have to talk to you.
They have to. Like, it's totally.
Then they have to do what you say also.
It's like nothing like summer camp actually was for me. I am considered super cool. But every now and then, like, I was, the last movie I was making, I was stopping by a coffee shop, like far from set, like just, just in town. I was stopping by a coffee shop and I saw this one guy. He was one of the gaffers. And he was in line in front of me. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to go say hi to him. And as I approached, I hear him talking to the barista going, I don't know, this short little guy making the movie. I don't know if I trust him.
Oh, no.
And it was too late. It was too late.
Oh.
Turn away, because he's like, he turns around. He's like, well, hey.
Oh.
Owen, how are you? And I was like, oh, this is awkward. He's like, yeah, I'm on another movie.
Like, yeah, with yeah. Scorsese,
right? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh no.
Blake really came at you with two barrels too, because like if you could let one go, the other one stings anyway. Mm-hmm. Like the coming at you with short and no, not trusting you.
Yeah.
Short, that sounds like guy. it's heightist. That sounds like he's like very anti small people.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was right not to trust me, because I fired him the next day.
Oh, no.
From behind a giant desk that you look tiny behind, I hope. Like, he got fired by Boss Baby.
That's right.
All right. Vanessa Gonzalez is back, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Is the weather nice in Austin?
It's sunny but cold, which is great.
That's what we have here in California. We often have weather match. How do you feel you're going to pardon the expression, stack up against these other pancakers?
Well, last week I was confident, because I was like, it's in the bag. But this week against these guys, I'm intimidated, because they know way more than me. No. When it comes to movies.
That's
well,
not
it's
true.
Just been, it's only been a few days since the last show, so that cuts into you didn't have time to train, really.
Yeah, that's true.
And these guys, they train like, every waking hour. That's all they do is think about movies. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think I have lost pretty spectacularly on your show, Doug. I think I have lost in ways that you didn't know people could lose. I choke. I'm a choker. Well,
let me tell you something. The games are, you know, the way the show works is evolving, and much like a lot of TV game shows these days, nobody wants to watch people not know all the answers. So I've made it, you know, so a lot of TV game shows, like when you're watching at home, the celebrities get easier material and you sit there and you feel smart too, because now you know all the answers too. But in the case of this show, I went the other way with it. I make it so hard that no one should feel bad about not knowing, because no one should know. You should feel bad. Like, Sam Levine should feel bad whenever he wins, because he knows stuff that he shouldn't even bother. He shouldn't have wasted his time on. And there's no reason to be show off about it. But actually, it's a little bit of both. And you'll see that it's a lot of a lot more fate and luck. And then also happening to know something at the right time. Like, Vanessa, you must have, there's something you must have scored on big on the last show that you knew. Or that you got right. I forget what happened. I don't have the
you asked
guy took the day off.
The big one, which I also, because you try to get me with, how many fingers did Tom Hanks have at the end of Castaway? It was a trick question.
And true.
I said 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a fun one. The game was called "How Many Fingers Am I Holding Up?" and I just name an actor in a movie, and they'd have to say how many fingers they had at the end of the movie. And that was the one where that was the tricky one where it ended up being 10. I think the only way you'd fall for that though is not having seen Castaway, because I think it'd be a pretty strong takeaway if you did see it that he lost a finger, and it would probably, he probably would have lost it to that ice skate, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
You know, when he was using the ice skate to, like, you know.
Yeah, you had me. I thought about it, but then I was like, no, my gut knows this.
Nice.
I would have lost that because I have never seen Castaway, but what? Lied to a lot of people and told them I have. Yes, I've read To Kill a Mockingbird. Yes, I've seen Castaway.
You haven't read To Kill a Mockingbird?
No,
I haven't. Whoa.
Can we edit this part out?
Yeah. Somebody should make a I just thought of a great marketing branding thing. Somebody should make a tequila called Mockingbird.
That's yes.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Yeah. All right. So,
did you ask about Banshees of Inisherin last week?
No, because that was like the jumping off point. Oh. And also, I feel that's still kind of spoilery because of its award nominations, a lot of people are watching it and probably don't know about what happens. But no, I mean, it's clear, you know. It's definitely, that's why I brought it up. And anybody at this point should know that there's an issue with fingers in that.
I do now.
In that motion picture. I think it's like I know Martin McDonagh's previous work. I've seen a lot of his plays and movies. And so going into this one, the second there was discussion of whether or not fingers would be removed from a person, you know, fingers are going to be removed. Now, the question is how many and whose and why. Enjoy.
Right.
There's a lot of other unanswered questions here. So don't feel like I've ruined the movie for you.
That is the question every screenwriter asks herself at the beginning of a script.
Yes.
How many fingers, whose and why?
Well, that's what I started thinking about, is like, it's been a season of fingers are having a rough time this award season. And again, it's like, you can't talk about it that much, but gives it away. But there was that, there's a couple really big finger memories that I had, you know, I was triggered, you know, like, what's his name getting his finger shot off at the end of Heathers?
Oh yeah.
Christian Slater, you know, so he's only got 9. And then in The Prestige, Christian Bale has to cut off two fingers because his twin is missing two fingers, or vice versa. They both have to have matching missing fingers. And then the piano, of course, Holly Hunter's the deaf mute who plays the piano and gets the finger cut off. So that doesn't work out great for her. It's just a weird.
If it was
your fetish, you'd actually have a good, maybe Baker's dozen of movies out there where fingers get cut off.
Just watched Escape from New York two nights ago. Donald Pleasance loses a finger right at the beginning.
Right, because they need his finger for security purposes to get through things.
Yeah,
they need his fingerprint.
Yeah, and it's evidence. They show it to Snake, so they're like, they show it to the feds basically to prove that they have the president too.
Yeah,
and that he's a British actor named Donald Pleasance.
Well, of course, Dr. Loomis from the Halloween films is just always standing around going, he's more than pure evil.
That's pretty good.
He is evil plus. all right. He is super evil. all right. So before we play games today, I want to do a quick thing with y'all where normally I ask people to recommend a movie, but I want you to recommend something even more specific. I'd like each of you, you've all sat through lots of movies with microphones in your hands, making fun of them, doing sketches about them during the part where you stopped the movie. So what I'd like each of you to name, if not your favorite, because that's sometimes tough to do, but a favorite movie to talk back to, joke around during. John Earler, what say you?
Oh, a riffing movie.
Yeah, that's another way to put it.
Okay.
What's your favorite one?
You know,
what's your favorite movie to sit there and riff at?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, last night I showed a repeat of our riff of Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and I thought this is an underrated riff, and I had such a good time doing it. This might be my favorite riff that I've done.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's interesting because. I obviously it's got lots of set pieces or whatever and action and stuff, but I do remember it moves at a pace where you could say plenty of things.
Exactly. And it was filmed in 2001, I guess, but it feels so 90s, and there's a lot of like 90s cheese in it. Like everything is set to like a thumping house beat, you know, action fights.
I just remember thinking, what, you know, she was, it just seemed like the perfect timing of a movie star and a video game character that just, they seem meant to be, you know, with each other, be one and the same. And then the movie was just,
Yeah. And then it's got, it has Daniel Craig in it, which you might not have remembered.
No. I mean, I do now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those ones. We played him in a game recently where we were naming his movies, and I was kind of sad that the other players, you know, couldn't think of any, and I could think of a few. But then when you look at the list of things he's been in, it's quite impressive. It's not like he was, you know, didn't do anything before becoming James Bond. He was in a lot of movies and, you know, ones we actually know.
No, he was in Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and he's doing an American accent like before he did Benoit Blanc or whatever. But it's not a Southern accent. It's just, I think he's trying to do the drabbest American accent he can, and it's terrible. Like, it's a really, like, Lara, no, Lara, I don't, no, that's not right. So that's fun. And then he has all these like scenes opposite Angelina Jolie, who's doing her over-the-top British accent. She's American doing British, he's British doing American, and it's just a real mind fuck. And then it's got, I don't know Game of Thrones, but everybody loves it, but one of the dudes from Game of Thrones is in it as the evil villain, and he does a great job. He's like very kind of campy. Sir Jorah Mormont, is that
that's
a person?
Do you think that's the person's name?
I like, not his real name.
Is he?
Oh, that's not.
Oh,
I'm not that out of touch with Game of Thrones that I think Ser Jorah Mormont is a real person.
Yeah.
I don't know the actor's name, but I presume somebody.
Whoever does. Plays that part is who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's right. Great in it. Anyway, and it's
just reach out everybody to Elk Maiden on the socials.
No, what are you doing to me?
Why, what's your name now on there?
It is Elk Mating, but I don't want all the
Game of Thrones. Oh no, you'll get one mention at most, but somebody will tell you the answer.
I don't want that hate.
No hate.
Yeah.
Anybody that's like really triggered by like any beloved film or franchise being belittled on this show must just not be listening, because it's just gonna happen. Because
right. Also, I didn't belittle anything. Just for the record, no belittling happened. I just didn't know the name of Ser Jorah Mormont in real life, who I
love.
Why
do you hate?
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
I mean,
characters.
Must be a great actor if you can't even think of his real name.
Can I just mention that John Voight is also in the movie, playing in a real stretch Angelina Jolie's dad in the movie.
Yeah. And like they act like they know each other in the movie. It's pretty good acting.
And he's doing a British accent. He sounds like Anthony Hopkins.
God.
Yeah.
It's incredible. All right. Well, you really painted quite a picture there, that's a fun movie to get your friends over and just yell shit out the whole time and make fun of Daniel Craig's accent. And Owen, what has come to your mind as a movie that's fun to riff?
Well, you know, like I love riffing movies that you love, you know, that really, really mean something. And especially when a real lovable character dies or experiences something horrific. So like, I don't know why, but that is really comic gold.
it's like laughing at a funeral, I guess.
It's just, I think the thing is like, because you remember watching it and crying, and now you're watching it and you're realizing that's just an actor. Maybe it's that it's like kind of.
Right. It does bring a cynicism to the whole thing. Like movies I've been touched by, when I sit and make jokes at them in the theater, they're suddenly corny as all hell. And
yeah.
and you don't cry. You just sit there and continue to assault the movie verbally.
Mm. Or you cry and you make jokes. Like I there are definitely movies that we've mocked and riffed on. And I was like, I still get, well, one of them is Wrath of Khan. So Wrath of Khan, I love riffing on Wrath of Khan. It's a blast, and it's kind of a joyride, and it's pompous, and it's hysterical. And a boy, when Spock's, well, spoiler.
What happens to Spock?
Nothing. Sorry, John. He keeps all his fingers.
Is this the movie where William Shatner goes to space?
Oh, another spoiler. But yeah, I'm gonna say Wrath of Khan and Dirty Dancing. Those are the two.
Oh, nice.
Which is, all right. Well, you can only pick one. We only have time for one.
Sorry.
That's all right. But I agree. Dirty Dancing is particularly, it's so lighthearted and also just kind of, you know, again, kind of corny. And then when the, you know, abortion storyline rears its ugly head, then suddenly the jokes get really, lines are crossed, you know, because it's just so weird to be talking at all while Jerry Orbach is like, hey, I'll give you the money or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It'd be weirder to not talk, to suddenly just stop
the riffing, just like, hey, you know what, let's just watch the rest of this. There's no reason.
Choose Like the Wind.
Sometimes it's hard, like sometimes a movie like that, like I think Dirty Dancing, you can pull it off, but I think sometimes when a movie has too much heavy stuff in it, like one time I did an interruption of Rambo, one that was, I must have been like the fourth one or whatever, where there's just genocide before he finally shows up, and his solution is just murder. So it's just like the most depressing thing to be sitting there trying to make jokes during and ruining everybody's good time, because once Rambo starts killing everybody, you should be cheering. But by that point, we were so depressed from trying to make jokes about these people just out in rice fields just blowing up. innocent lives. All right, Vanessa.
We did. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just real quick point. We did Death Wish one time, but I knew it was going to be rough because there's just like a series of brutal murders in it.
Yeah.
So we did Death Wish, but we cut out all the murders. So it just cut straight from like, you know, Charles Bronson pulling up to a guy in a park and putting his hand in his pocket, like immediately to the police station or to a like a funeral or whatever. So
I love it.
How long was that, John?
About an hour and 5 minutes total.
It'd be fun to take movies that have really messed up things in them, like Clockwork Orange and stuff, and do the watch and riff on the like Salt Lake City blockbuster edit. You know, like the version that people saw if they rented it in a really square town.
That's right.
Because you know, you don't really need that stuff, and then it's just kind of funny. It creates weird scenarios if you take it all out because everybody's talking about these things that we didn't see.
Exactly.
All right, Vanessa.
A Bleeding Steel.
Oh,
whoa, what is that?
That is a Jackie Chan movie that we watched on New Year's Day. I thought you were there, Doug.
I
maybe
think
not.
So. That's why I was like, what is that? There. And I should have known. Realize.
I thought that one was so fun. I think like over the top action movies are the best. I also had a blast with Hobbs and Shaw when we did that. At Sketchfest. That was so fun.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Not a Sketchfest. Yeah. Like, the Castro Theater is like, you know, almost got torn down or what, you know, it was they decided to call it a historic landmark. It's going to keep going, but the owners don't know what they're necessarily going to do with the inside, the interior. But anyway, it's this big, beautiful theater in San Francisco. And I got to do movie interruptions there. So it's just wild to, you know, it's great to do them in any size movie theater, but like that place seats like over 1,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
So talking during Shobbs and Haw. Shobbs and Haw.
Shobbs and Haw.
I mean, you know, that's how much respect I have for that movie. I fuck up and say Calvin and Hobbes because that's the other.
Yes.
That's another mistake that's easily made.
Shobbs and Haw is a Salt Lake City edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other names are too spicy. Hobbs and Shaw sounds too exciting. Let's dial it down. But yeah, Bleeding Steel. I think pretty much any Jackie Chan movie is good just because, you know, the action scenes are so fun. They're always so great, but then the rest of it is always so mockable. Speaking of San Francisco and Sketchfest, thank you for that segue, Vanessa.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing two movies this year at a theater I've never even been to in San Francisco because I think it usually plays films from other countries because it's kind of right next to Chinatown. It's called the Great Star Theater. And I'm going to do... I want to ask if any of you have ever done these. The first night's going to be The Lost Boys. Has anybody ever done that one?
Yes. We sure did.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a good one for that, right?
It's a great one.
Because it's an actually fun movie that just is also very silly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such a good movie.
Yeah. It's got everything. It's got that, you know, shirtless guy with the saxophone.
Oh, the best.
You know, it's got
it's directed by Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, so it's very production design over everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Brooding, cool. You know. Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. All right.
Got so two Coreys in it.
Yeah. And I just think also plenty of it leaves you plenty of room. Richard Donner, in the case of that movie, he directed it, right? It's right.
It's Schumacher.
Yeah, Schumacher, yeah.
You were right when you said that before, and we all agreed. I give you a point. I give you a point. If I
thank you. Oh, good.
I'm getting ahead of myself because Donner directed the movie we're doing the next night, which is The Goonies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I think is going to be fun to see on the big screen, but I might have to tap on trying to speak because. Yep. It's impossible to talk without talking over characters in the film.
That is correct.
Because it's like an Altman film for children. They don't shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Yeah. Even when they get with what's his name, you know, even when the bad guys are all together, it's for them all talking at the same time.
Correct.
Yeah. Joey Pants won't shut up. That's what the movie should have been called. Joey Pants won't shut up.
I'd love to see that movie. Also, all fingers are kept to the end of the movie. Also, there's only one Corey instead of two Coreys in that one, which is a definite minus. But we've riffed that one, and people love that movie. So there's a lot of fun to be had for sure. But it's tough because the kids are constantly talking. Oh, I think, you know, I said no fingers fall off, but there is a digit that does fall off in the movie.
There is.
Now that I think about it, which I'm not going to mention, but
right. Well, I mean, I don't think we need to worry about spoilers for the Goonies. it's about to celebrate its 50th anniversary or some shit. But it's what's his name? Willie or something? The
One-Eyed Willie.
It's the One-Eyed Willie who they're looking for, and they find him, and it's the skeleton's finger that comes off, right?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
No, it's a different, it's not a finger.
A human
digit.
Finger?
No. No, it's a statue dick that falls off.
Oh, yeah.
The little statue of David that they have in the house.
I understand. That's why you... I forgot you call that a digit. That's why you're always counting to 11. Or I should say 21.
That's right.
Blackjack. All right. We got to take a break. We got to go to a commercial, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and I made some calls and I canceled the Goonies screening because what are we going to do? It's going to be mayhem. Like, one of the people that's going to be helping me talk during the movie is Dana Gould, who always has a lot to say.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be, I don't know. It sounds crazy. What about if we put subtitles on and turn the sound off? Would that help?
Yeah, try that. That sounds good.
That might help. But the music's so good in that movie. It's one of my favorite aspects of it. It's got that very bombastic Spielberg, probably Jerry Goldsmith or somebody like that.
When we did it, I added some Paul Simon at the beginning. I did Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard over the opening credits because it turns it into a Wes Anderson film. So add some of your own music and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say, I don't know if you do a tutorial on when to throw on The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, but the few times I've seen you deploy that, it's just been amazing. It's just
thank you.
Insane song to suddenly come on.
Especially when you're watching like Leprechaun 5 and you really don't expect it to happen.
You do not expect it. all right, so we got some games to play, and since I am going to San Francisco for SF Sketchfest this weekend, and Vanessa's going to be there the weekend after that, I think. We got to keep talking up Sketchfest, and at noon Pacific time on this Sunday, the San Francisco 49ers are taking on the Philadelphia Eagles for the NFC Championship and, you know, a coveted spot in the Super Bowl. So it's going to be exciting for me to be there this weekend. And I'm glad that my shows, none of my shows are on at the same time as that game. But that being said, let's play a game I call Niners versus Eagles.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I know, you're panicking, but wait until you hear what it's about, Owen.
Okay.
You might think it's even worse than you initially thought. If you're thinking it's going to be all sports stuff, do not worry about that.
Okay.
But what you do need to worry about is I'll name a movie, and you have to tell me if it has a minor in it, as in gold, coal, or otherwise, or if it has an eagle in it, bald or otherwise.
Oh,
wow.
Or neither.
Okay.
So each of these movies I'm going to name has minors, eagles, or neither.
Do children count as minors?
Because I couldn't think of any movies that have both. And no, it's not. Children, minors is not. That does not count. It's minors with an E.
So this is in honor of the famous San Francisco football team, the San Francisco 40 Miners.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, that the 49ers are in reference to the gold rushers of the year.
Nice.
1849 or whatever.
Wow.
That's it, baby. Yeah. Minor 49er. That's right.
Yeah, I did the research.
Okay, you're right.
It's the most I've thought about football this entire season. But I am always a late bloomer. I always get excited about, at this point, about who's, once somebody's finally going to the Super Bowl, that's when I get interested. And it turns out you can find out about everything that happened in the season because they record all of it and talk about it endlessly.
Nice.
So you can really catch up if you want to find out anything. This point,
I'm excited to see how Joe Montana does this year. I'm really
exactly. you know, that he's finally back in the game is exciting.
Okay. He's only 65, I think, so he should be fine.
The joke of this game is it has nothing to do with sports, so let's stop talking about sports. So the aforementioned alphabetical order by first name determines the order today. I'll go to you first, John. I'll say a movie. You tell me a minor, eagle, neither.
Okay.
If you're wrong, then Owen gets a shot at the remaining two answers. And if he's wrong, Vanessa will get a gimme point.
Wow.
Whenever somebody gets one right, the next person gets to go first. And on the next one, and some are easy, some are difficult.
Oh.
But yeah. I'll leave it at that. John, okay. You ready, John?
Doug, I'm ready.
Okay. This has got Niners, Eagles, or neither. Coal miner's daughter.
Do you know, before you asked me that question, I thought I can think of a single movie with an eagle and a single movie with a miner in it. And that was the one that I thought of. I'm going with a miner.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's like her her dad, Levon Helm, I think, plays her dad, and he's always covered in coal. You know, he's always fresh from the mine. Because you know, they could have told her story in a way where you actually never see a miner; you just hear about how her dad was a miner.
Right.
She could have even made that. The song might have even been written by somebody else, and she just sang it and popularized it. And it wasn't even her story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making all of this up, of course. Congratulations, John. You're on the board. You have one point.
Thank you, Doug.
Now we go to Owen with the next one. Are you ready, Owen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Frost versus Nixon. Does it have miners, eagles, or neither?
Well, you know, there's a lot of scenes in the White House, and so I'm going to say eagles.
Hmm.
Oh, that's an interesting take that you have on that. And I guess I'll have to go back and look at it. But for now, my ruling is that there are no eagles.
you can answer.
I gotta look at the tape. I gotta watch that whole movie and see if there's a goddamn eagle in the background. But it crossed my mind you know, because you do try to think about these things, and it crossed my mind. But then I thought the American flag doesn't have an eagle on it, like the state of you know, somewhere, some states have it, but even California has a bear on ours.
Right.
So where is this eagle? Like, you need to whip out a coin of some kind or something.
Like a statue.
Like a statue?
Yeah. Do they have an eagle statue in the White House?
Yeah. It's like a, it's I like don't a recall coffee from, grinder.
I don't remember from watching West Wing, the eagle statue. All right. So that means we go to Vanessa. What do you think? Does Frost versus Nixon have minors or neither?
Neither.
I think, let me double check. Yep, that's correct. It's neither. I was double checking to make sure I had the sound effect. Okay. Back to John.
And
Vanessa's got a point. John's got a point. Owen, it's always great to have you here.
Owen?
Okay. John, the movie's called Brothers of the Wind.
Oh. That could be anything.
That's what I was hoping. Brothers of the Wind.
I mean, it could be mining brothers. It could be about birds, and we refer to the birds as the Brothers of the Wind because they fly up there.
Up there in the wind.
Exactly.
I love that George Clooney movie, The Wind Up There.
Brothers of the Wind. Well, I wish I had heard of this movie before.
That would probably help a lot.
Going solely by the title, I'm gonna go with eagles.
You figured it out.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know if it's brothers who watch eagles that are brothers, like maybe they're protecting brother eagles, but it's from 2015. It stars Jean Reno.
Oh,
Prosciutto is a professional.
Yeah. All right.
So I wish John, it had been miners.
Oh, and this is your chance to get on the board. Are you ready?
Oh God. Okay.
The aforementioned Goonies. Does the Goonies have eagles or miners or neither?
Damn it. This is, I mean, what defines a miner, right? Because if you're underground,
we've already been through this.
But I mean, you're underground.
Just going into a cave doesn't make you a miner, that makes you a spelunker or a treasure hunter.
But you
got to go in there and actually go to work to be a miner. You have to have a helmet with a light on it. You have to be happy about it, but then sad about it when you get trapped down there.
There's a reason they're losing their house. It's because of mining stuff. I'm going to say it has miners.
You know, the Seven Dwarves were miners. I could have done that movie. No, that's incorrect, Owen. Vanessa, is there eagles or neither in Goonies?
I want to say there's one shot of an eagle.
That's what you want to say?
Yeah, eagle.
No.
What?
I mean, again, I'm probably going to have to go. I'll watch Goonies on Saturday night, see if I'm not stoned and drunk enough to forget to look for an eagle. Watch the whole movie looking for an eagle. All right. Well, this game, I might continue this game another time because there's so many movies that may or may not have those things in there. Now I'm fascinated by it. But congratulations, John. You're a winner of that game today.
Wow.
You did it.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
We got to take another break, and because the sponsors get mad if the break comes too late in the show. I made that up. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and good luck to the Eagles and the 49ers on Sunday. This was all done without permission of the NFL. All right. So, John, you won that last game, so you get to go first. Okay. And in the game that's going to determine it all today, whoever wins today can come back to the show immediately, and losers are welcome back, you know, maybe wait a few weeks. All right. It has to, you know, you have to be playing for something.
That's true.
You know, and I've been very excited about Jeopardy and watching it for the streaks. I like a good streak on Jeopardy. You know, and so I enjoy a good streak on this show. I don't think anybody's gone more than like maybe 5 wins, but that's still pretty impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll have to figure out the numbers on that. The game we're going to play is whose tagline is it anyway? I say a tagline from a movie. Y'all guess what movie it's from. It's that simple. Of course, taglines are terrible, often misleading, and varying levels of difficulty in this one as well. So it could come down to just the luck of the draw. John will be going first. Then we switch the order up a little bit and go to Vanessa, and then and then to the Edgelord.
I'm just trying out nicknames for Owen.
I've decided he doesn't seem like an Owen to me, so I'm working on testing out some names. Do you think, is Owen making a comeback as a name, or do you think it's like, where is Owen at this point?
I think it's still pretty low ranking. I think it's yeah.
Because it does feel like someone should be immediately like, they should be born like 15 years old.
Yeah.
Owen doesn't seem like the name of a tyke.
That's true. There's nothing graceful. No Owen is graceful.
It's or just formal.
yeah. Awkward socially. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably hard to get across in a loud bar. When someone says, well, what's your name? You're like, oh! they probably give up after a few tries. But let's save that for another show called Wide World of Dougs. John, you're up first.
Okay.
So here's how it works. If you don't get it, then Vanessa gets to go next, and then Owen. If all three don't get it, nobody gets a point. We move on to the next one. If nobody gets in points at any point in this, the winner of our first game today will be the chosen winner today by default. Ooh. John. So that's certainly quite an advantage. But I think also somebody will get one of these, because the theme or themes will emerge. Some ideas will come to you where this might be going. But also, the first one's the toughest, obviously, because there is no theme yet. So, John, I'm giving you 3 taglines for this movie. And then, of course, Vanessa and Owen are free to listen and answer when you don't know it.
When?
Yeah.
But this is, you know, right. This is for all You're movies ever right. made. This is for all movies ever made. So I'll be impressed if you get it. Okay.
Oh, no.
The first one is, when the lights go down, the world is yours.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one is, life begins at 3 a.m. Oh. Essentially the same sentiment, different wording.
Okay.
And then the third one is, a weekend wasted is never a wasted weekend.
Oh. Huh.
What movie do you think those 3 taglines were attached to?
It sounds like a movie where somebody is partying at night. I mean, what's a movie where people
None of us can help you.
Party at night. Night party. Night.
Welcome to night party. from the makers of Bloodfest.
Can I hear him again real quick? Or okay.
When the lights go down, the world is yours. Life begins at 3 a.m. A weekend wasted is never a wasted weekend. You have 3 seconds.
I'm going to say with Noll and I.
that's a fun guess. Let me get the wrong answer noise.
Okay. No.
I liked it, though.
Thanks.
Vanessa, what do you think it is?
The Purge.
All right. That was, I liked how quickly you answered. It was the only part of that answer.
Oh, no. I thought that was right.
Owen? Dang it.
Oh, man. I'm going to guess, but I'm pretty wrong. Night Shift.
Oh, okay. No, it's a movie directed by another Doug, starring current Oscar nominee Sarah Polley, and it's called Go.
Oh,
Go.
Go. You know what? I was trying to think of Go and the poster from Go, but I couldn't remember. I kept killing it.
Yeah. I know it's like a...
I kept calling it Matchbook. It's not Matchbook, but yeah.
Matchbook.
It's a very small genre, but somehow I do think it probably is the best rave movie.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyway.
I like The Purge. I want to see The Purge with those taglines.
Right?
Life begins at purge time.
Weekends for not some, wasted.
For not all of us. That's right. Okay, John, we're back to you for this next one.
Okay.
Speaking of Doug's, this is a tagline. Meet Doug, the nicest guy you'll ever fight. Remember, the first answer was Go.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll help you or not. Probably not.
Okay. What else?
Meet Doug, the nicest guy you'll ever fight. You any guesses?
I mean, it's not going to be Fight Club. There are no Doug's in that I remember.
It'd be a crazy tagline, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Meet Tyler, the nicest guy you'll ever fight.
They're already messing with your expectations when Doug turns out to be Tyler.
That's right.
Oh, this really starts with a twist.
Yeah.
Anything?
Rugrats. I don't know.
Great guess. Vanessa, what do you think it is?
There's only one tagline.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get three. I didn't know.
No, that first one was tougher because now you know that the first answer was Go.
Okay.
So now the second one, I mean, this is like if you've seen this movie and you're a fan of this movie, I think you'll get it. But I think that's the issue here. Owen, any idea?
Wait, it again.
Think of a movie that's got a guy named Doug in it that you might have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing's coming to you, then you're not a fan of this movie.
I'm going to say...
I thought you guessed something already.
I haven't.
Okay, go ahead.
I said Rugrats, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think Vanessa said Rugrats.
I'm going to say Hobbs and Shaw.
Owen.
Nobody?
But that is a good one. I forget what Bob Odenkirk's name was in Nobody, but I'm sure it's something like Doug, because that's right. You know, part of the charm of this particular thing, though, is that there's a lot of hockey players named Doug, and this is a motion picture called Goon. So far we have Go and Goon. And now here's the next one, John.
I bet the Purge, there's somebody named Doug that's they fight in the Purge.
I bet you.
Okay, sorry.
But they didn't use that tagline, though. That's where the facts come in. John, what movie has the tagline, "Take the Oath, Join the Adventure"?
I'm going to say Goonies.
You figured it out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Goonies is correct. But now what's going to happen next, Vanessa? Holy cow.
What is it?
The next tagline is, "The adventure is real. The heroes are not."
Oh, what? The adventure is real. The heroes are not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, is it that animated movie? I don't know.
I don't want to say no because I don't want to narrow it down so much for the other players and eliminate all animated movies. But
yeah, I don't. It's you know. the Groons.
Owen,
is the theme still going? Are we still? I'm just checking if the theme, if I'm looking for Goonessiblets or something.
Yeah,
because no. I was going to guess, okay, this is not in the theme at all. I was going to guess Last Action Hero.
Right, but it could be with the theme if it's, you know, if you know, I don't think there's any more movies where I could find a word that has Goonie in it.
Phew.
You know what I mean? There's not a movie called Gooniosity.
I'll guess Last Action Hero.
Things did have to take a turn, and that's not a bad guess, but it is a bad answer in the sense that it's not correct. John, what do you think it is?
And the tagline is, the adventure is real, but the people are not.
The heroes are not.
Is it a movie called Neverland?
No, it isn't. That's from a motion picture that was a big hit. A lot of people, you know, claim it got people back into the theaters before Top Gun really got them back. And that is The Lost City.
Oh. Yeah.
With Sandy B. Sandy. And Channing T. Yeah.
And Brad P.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. They're back to Vanessa for the next one.
What was the name of that movie again?
The Lost City. The
Lost City.
Lost City.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole that whole movie was not as memorable as everybody acted like it was. Mm-hmm. All right. And I just proved it. Okay. This one is, you must be this tall to see this movie, was the tagline for what, Vanessa? You must be this tall to see this movie.
It's about a ride, and the movie is fall.
Yeah. falling from a ride.
Yeah. Damn it.
Owen.
Jeez, this is hard.
It's so impressive though if you get one right.
Yes, I know, but I haven't, so I don't really know. I'm gonna say
you must be this tall to see this movie.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's a great answer.
Oh, that's good.
not correct, but great. John.
Ride-based movies. I'm going to say, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
No.
Vanessa
really tricked everybody into thinking it was about a ride.
More of
a conceptual tagline than that. Oh. You must be still to see this movie. That was how they decided to promote that R-rated comedy with the children in it called Good Boys.
Oh, good boy.
Remember, like, three little boys playing with, you know, their mother's dildo or whatever. Yeah. Everybody tells me, by all accounts, it's a very charming, funny movie, but the trailers just turned me off. I was just like, I don't want to watch kids talk about this stuff.
Right.
Okay. Let's do another one. And but John, you're killing it. You might walk away just for having guessed the Goonies. Okay. Vanessa, what movie do you think has the tagline "Being wild is in their blood"?
Being wild is in their blood.
Yeah. That's like I'm listening to the trailer.
In a world where being wild is in their blood.
Coyote Ugly.
Oh.
That is good. No.
Damn it.
I wish it was that.
Yeah. Owen. I have, we find I have, great taglines for other movies playing this right.
I have figured out the theme here. So I think I know with the Lost City and Good Boys, this is Lost Boys.
That is correct. You figured it out. You little, nice. Apologies for calling you little. it was more in the general, you know, you little Dickens sort of sense, but got away from you. So
that's worse. Well,
Vanessa, you had a great run as champion, but John and Owen have tied it up. So very, very exciting finish here because John, as you know, he did win the first game. So going into this game, he had a little bit of an advantage. John, I'm going to give you one last tagline. You get it, you win. If you don't get it, Owen gets a chance. If he doesn't get it, I'm going to throw my hands up in the air and say, I failed as a communicator.
No. Owen, okay, let's throw ready, it. And make
Doug... Are you ready, John?
Yes.
In other words, this one should be easy.
Oh, no.
Okay, you ready?
Pressure's on.
Alcatraz. Only one man has ever broken out. Now, 5 million lives depend on two men breaking in.
Oh, yeah. We riffed that at a Choose Your Own this year. So
It's
Vanessa was there. That's right.
I know.
And Owen was there.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, oh. I'm going to. What?
Do you know it?
You probably. I think what you're thinking is wrong, John.
I love it. Say the wrong answer. Say it.
Clearly, The Purge. It's The Rock.
It's The Rock. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice try, Owen.
Yeah. Yes. Finishing it off with a San Francisco treat. I am excited.
Nice
to be visiting this weekend and just looking out there on the water and going, well, there's Alcatraz. Only Sean Connery has escaped from there. And so that officially makes John Erler our winner and a real nail biter. Congratulations, John.
Thank you.
Yay.
What have you got to promote, John? Give us your plugs.
Okay, a couple quick ones. Vanessa is part of something we call the Thursday Night Crazies on our Twitch channel, Master Pancake Twitch. Every Thursday, mostly we riff the television show based in Austin starring Rob Lowe called 911 Lone Star. And the season premiere is tomorrow. I don't know when this is going to air, but basically for the rest of the month of February, we're going to be riffing 911 Lone Star on our Twitch channel, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central. It's me, Vanessa, Ralphie Hardesty, and it is a very good time.
Yeah.
That was one thing.
The other thing is we're going to be riffing a new movie in person for the first weekend of February, and it is going to be The Witch, starring Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh,
nice. Wow.
That's a good movie. Interesting. That's for anybody that thought that movie seemed too intense. I think it would like really dial it down to have jokes
at the time.
So we did Midsommar a few months ago, you know, in that same vein.
Midsommar?
Yeah, what's that?
Did you do it around Midsommar?
We did, and then we brought it back for Halloween because it's also a spooky movie. So we've done it in two different seasons. But in order to dial down the intensity of that movie, we added ABBA songs in the soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll probably do something like that with The Witch. I'm not sure what. I'm open to suggestions. Maybe Stevie Nicks or Fleetwood Mac music on the soundtrack.
That's
I'm not
good. Sure.
I don't know if you've gone to that well too often, but the Simon and Garfunkel would be fun.
That would be. It's a very dark movie.
Like maybe like if you just took the whole soundtrack from The Graduate and put it on The Witch.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Yes.
Here's to you, Mrs. Black Phillip.
Yeah.
I like it. And that'll be at the Alamo Draft House here in Austin. If you're in the Austin area the first weekend of February, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, we'll have you back without these other two sometime very soon. Vanessa Gonzalez, what would you like to promote?
I'll be pancaking with Master Pancake on Twitch every Thursday. I'll be at San Francisco Sketch Fest the first weekend of February 3rd through 5th. And I have a podcast called I'm Not Busy with Michael Folk.
Awesome. Thank you for being a great champion.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, try to give you more training time in between bouts.
Yes.
Next time.
I appreciate it.
Owen.
Yes.
What about Eddie? Does anybody call you Eddie?
No.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Because there's an E in my name?
You know, it's there for Edgerton.
I really like Eggy.
Eggy's,
too.
Eggy's a little bit too much fun. I won't do that to you. But Owen Edgerton, what would you like to promote?
I'm pancaking with pancake on Twitch every so often. And then I've actually just released a new... like it's a horror podcast that takes place in the sunken wreck of the Titanic called Beneath. And I released that with Rooster Teeth. And that you can find, like, you can all over, you can listen to the first episode for free. And then if you want to listen to the rest of the season right now, you have to like join Wondery or Rooster Teeth for now. It's like, it hasn't come out past a paywall right now, but you can listen to the pilot and it's super creepy. I'm really, really proud of it. It's like scary stuff down there.
Nice.
So it's like the opposite of ASMR.
There's some ASMR too. Like it's soothing and then it's super creepy.
Oh, so it's got like sonar noises?
Yeah, there's a lot of sonar, the hum of the ocean, and there's like walking around. So you hear like the creaking, like, oh, I'm inside. There's a lot of, and then it's like the Titanic wreck is bending around you.
Okay, but please tell us you didn't do all the effects with your mouth.
Budgets are tight this time every year. So.
Okay, whatever you say, Owen Budgerton. So time for Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is also going to be at Sketchfest this weekend. In addition to those movie interruptions of Lost Boys and the Goonies, we'll be at the Gateway Theater Saturday at 4:20. And you know, I think that show's probably going to sell out. So get on it or forget about it. And I'm also going to be doing Will You Accept This Rose on Sunday afternoon at the Gateway Theater. And that's Arden Marine's podcast about the Bachelor TV show. sfsketchfest.com for all that. And Douglas Movies returns to Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 5th at 4:20 with some pretty cool guests. I'm excited about it as I was about this show today. DougLovesMovies.com is where you go for all my dates and deets. Yeah, Wallet, Kaka, Ted Danson, Shush. Thank you, Vanessa, Gonzalez, John Erler, Owen Edgerton.
Thanks, Doug.
I'll never use any of those nicknames for you ever again. You'll always be Owie to me.
Oh, and God.
Can you imagine? Owie. Hey, what's up, Wenny? I'm going to use every part of your name. I'm like, you know, like one of those respectable hunters uses every piece of the, you know, every piece of the dead animal. Yeah. I close every episode with a closing line from a motion picture. You don't have to guess because the theme song comes right in after I say it. But as always, one thing about living in Santa Carla I could never stomach was all the damn vampires.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.